Welcome back, guys. Good to see you. Any live viewers, if you are watching us on YouTube or if you want to watch us in the future on YouTube, you can always write in the comment section while we're live. We can see your comments and we can respond. Tell us about your team. Tell us about what's going on. Tell us about your year. All right. On today's show, we've got some fun stuff, a lot to talk about. We're going to pick all the games, though, for the playoff weekend. We're going to give you our worst QB picks for the weekend. We're going to talk about one of Hamlin's top supporters. This was really interesting. We got the Lions breaking out the broom and sending the pack packing. The Finns are in, but maybe not Tua. So that might not be the best situation. We're going to debate players starting in meaningless games and some Browns drama, along with the number one reason to fire your coach before the season ends. But first, Why Your Team Sucks with Lonnie Cox.
Hello, everybody. Back again. We've got a couple Why Your Team Sucks for today. I think we're going to head down to a little place called Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
and talk about a team that sold its soul to not even make the playoffs. God, you know, everyone was like, man, you got Deshaun Watson, you've got Amari Cooper, you've got a great defense, you have the best running attack in football, you have a great offensive line. But there's a classic saying in sports, ball don't lie. Oh my God, you sold your soul. You brought Deshaun Watson. You gave up this year's first round pick, next year's first round pick. You guaranteed him $230 million. If Deshaun Watson does not have a Pro Bowl, all pro season next year, this turns out to be one of the worst moves in NFL history for a front office to make. Not to even make the playoffs and you sell your soul? The cat is furious. Okay, the cat has joined me for this. Fancy says what? He's furious. Cleveland, that's why your team sucks.
Cleveland. I don't know if I completely buy into everything you said, but because, all right, so he didn't start the first 11 games. It's tough to have and they still were not that far out of it. Knocking the rust off, just from a strictly football standpoint, it's knocking the rust off. It's been a while, over a year and a half out of football. We saw some flashes of the old Deshaun. I don't know if I'm pulling the plug or calling that a total bust move yet. But you're right. He does need to have a Pro Bowl caliber type season next year for this to look good.
I think they probably will, man. Because again, they started off very strong. Didn't they give the Seahawks a run for their money at the first game of the season? Yeah, now things are, they're adjusting. But I agree with you. I think they'll pick up.
Yeah, I don't see this being, as far as like, especially the rest of the personnel, you know, I think they're going to keep building around him. Mm-hmm. I don't. Also, it's Cleveland. Like they felt like they had to do something because they've had so much bad luck and bad drafts with quarterbacks. I mean, it's just been awful. Their quarterback drafting and situation has been abysmal.
Yeah, but it's not luck. It's bad decision-making.
Okay, fine. Whatever it is. But you've got a proven asset that you can go out and get. Like, from a football standpoint, the Cleveland Brown fans just want something to cheer for, you know, that they might be able to believe in. So I get that. You know, this is funny that you brought up Cleveland. Cam Jordan came out this past week, Cam Jordan from the Saints, and said no amount of money could make him play for the Browns, which
that's a lie. That's a lie.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't think it is, dude. I don't think that is a lie.
Bro, everybody has a number. Well, that's, like, I mean, I get what he's saying, like, metaphorically, and is realistically what I'll get paid. He probably won't play, but
also, this is coming from a guy who's already made $100 million. So let's take that
correct
one. And salt. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the boldest statement, but what he was trying to say is like that dumpster fire of an organization. And this is coming from the Saints, who haven't looked very good all year. They look to be about in the same situation as the Browns currently. So
that's what I'm saying. You're bullshitting, bro.
I kind of call bullshit a little bit on that one. This is another fun story from the Cleveland drama situation. Bernie Kosar, Hall of Fame quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, who's been one of their like radio play-by-play or announcer guys for years, was fired by the organization this past week because he said that he bet $19,000 on the Browns to win the game this past weekend. And they came out and they were just like, listen, we just can't have anybody in this organization who makes terrible decisions like that.
I thought that was a reason because that's the opposite of a problem. Hey, I support this team so much, I'm gonna throw away 20 grand.
Yeah.
Like that's
how he loves the Browns too much. He's supportive of them.
That's how Browns decision making is terrible. I don't understand what they're doing, dude.
I know you're gonna throw away Bernie Kosar, one of the only real, you know, good guys that you had. He's a good guy.
He added some legitimacy to them.
Yeah. Like that's the guy you want around your team. He won a lot of games, Bernie Kosar, for the Browns. They were good back then. So Hamlin, the whole situation, we know what happened last Monday. Hamlin died twice on the field. They brought him back to life. He woke up, and the first question he asked was, who won the game? And the doctors were like, you won the game of life. I was just picturing him afterwards. He'd be like, no, but seriously, though, like, who won?
Yeah, what's the score?
Like, you didn't finish?
Did we clinch? Yeah. That's really what he wanted to know. Did we clinch? He's going to be sad.
He was like, so I got to wait another week to find out what happened. Okay, cool. This is interesting though. Russell Wilson was actually one of the top donors because everyone's donating to his charity to show support and everything. Russell Wilson was among the top donors, and which is I thought was really great because at least the Broncos know not all of their money is being wasted. So that's a really feel good story for everybody all the way around, I thought. The Lions, this is there's not a lot of surprises, I felt like, yesterday or this past weekend. The Lions were the big story. The Lions swept the Packers, which I thought it had been longer. Matt Stafford did it like 5 years ago, so which I should have, that makes sense. Should have seen that. But swept the Packers, knocked them out of the playoffs. Did you guys watch that game last night?
I did not, no.
Yeah.
It was awesome. They took it to them. And it's funny because I was talking about it before the game with a couple other buddies, about how like he's like, well, the Lions, what if they don't have anything to play for? And it's like, no, that's not going to matter to the Lions. And Chris Collinsworth said it on air. He's like, I don't know what's more dangerous, a Lions team that has nothing to play for, or if they're trying to get in, because they threw a trick play out there. They were going for it on fourth down. They were playing fast and loose, and the Packers didn't know. It could have been worse than it was. It could have been more of a blowout. They actually dropped a couple interceptions and had a couple of plays, big plays that didn't count for like little penalties and shit like that. So I picked the Lions last week. You guys all both thought the Packers were going to come through. I had a feeling this is the Lions team. This is the team that turns it around. So the Seahawks are in. That's the big disappointment. They did not look like the best team of the group against the Rams. They almost lost to the Rams. They should have probably lost to the Rams. Who were decimated by injury. I'm not terribly excited about the Seahawks, but one of the big questions going forward now is Rodgers' future. What do you guys think Aaron Rodgers does? There's talk after the game. He was like, I'm just going to enjoy being here in the stadium. And he was talking about before the game too, because that was going to, even if they make the playoffs, there's no more games in Green Bay this year. You think Rodgers is done in Green Bay? What do you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, he can either he gets more money somewhere else or it's time to retire. Like, I don't think Green Bay is going to win it.
I don't think it's about money for him anymore at this point. He'll get, if he wants to play somewhere, he'll pay him a lot of money, whatever. But do you think he's done in Green Bay or done in the NFL? You think he's done, or do you think he plays somewhere else next year?
I think he goes for one more. See, or at least he's definitely going to play the field this season. And if he like sees something, I think he'll play one more.
Lonnie, you think he goes somewhere else?
You know, I think the thing is there's a lot of alluring position, a lot of alluring spots, right? Like, I'm looking just right over your shoulder, Nick, like Miami, you know, San Francisco,
possibly. Yep.
Potentially the New York Jets.
Right.
Maybe Minnesota. You know, like I'm looking Tampa Bay, like who knows a lot of like where these teams are going to be ending up at the end of the season. Oakland is moving on from, you know, Las Vegas is moving on from Derek Carr, you know, Devontae Adams reunion possibly in the future. I don't know.
That's a really intriguing option is the Devontae.
Because that team's stacked, dude, and ready to go. Like, a lot of those games, they have better QB play. Of course they do. They'd be off. Josh Jacobs, dude, Devontae Adams. They have Waller still.
Well, you know, it's interesting you brought that up because I was thinking about that. Derek Carr didn't play terrible.
Some games.
Some games kind of, but he was also without Waller and Renfro for most of the season. And you kind of saw when they came back that that offense looked a lot different. Waller stretches the field and he's a nightmare. He's a matchup nightmare. Like, what do you do with Darren Waller is still a huge problem for every team in the NFL. I mean, you take him out of it and then your Hunter Renfro is unlike any other receiver that they have on that roster. He's your quick, you know, slot, get you your third down pickups. They're a more they didn't have a complete offense. So I'm questioning whether or not, I mean, playing Jared Stidham for the last two games of the year was the right decision regardless, right? You want to give your guys some reps, see what you got in him, evaluate him for the future, whatever. He didn't look like anything other than a good backup. I don't think he had moments that looked good, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure that he's a NFL starting quarterback yet. Besides the potential of Aaron Rodgers, is there an upgrade at quarterback out there from Derek Carr? Is there somebody that you can bring in outside of a trade based on like the quarterbacks you see being available? Other than Carr, how do they upgrade? Brady, Rodgers, what else is there? Is there another upgrade from Derek Carr?
I don't know. I'm looking. I don't see anything.
I don't think there is. I'm not even 100% convinced they move on from Derek Carr. I think they want to explore. Maybe you're right, Lonnie. Explore the option of trying to, you know, entice Rodgers or Brady. But barring that from happening, I could see them bringing Carr back, saying, "Hey, listen, let's just retool. They're built to win now." That's the thing. The problem with the Raiders is they're not in rebuild mode. If they bring back Josh Jacobs, he's in his prime. He looks phenomenal. He looks like
did he win the league rush, the rushing title yesterday?
I think he did. Chubb didn't, I don't think, got anywhere close to 200 yards. So you've got arguably one of the best running backs in the league, you know, the best wide receiver in the league, maybe the best tight end in the league. Darren Waller, if he's healthy, might be able to take that over. One of the best third down receivers in the league. It's, you know, you've got two great edge rushers. If Chandler Jones comes back, it's kind of, they have all the pieces that are ready to go right now and not a lot of young guys that they're trying to bring along. So tell me how getting rid of Derek Carr makes sense, unless it's for Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. I just don't see it. And I'll tell you what, Derek Carr could upgrade a lot of other teams. We absolutely. The Jets, the Dolphins, there's a whole bunch of teams that would really like to have Derek Carr. And that, to me, that tells me that the Raiders shouldn't be trying to get rid of him so quickly. You know, if there's other teams that want him and you don't have a whole lot of other options, what are you really doing? And your team, like I said, the team's built to win now. That's the big problem.
Has Lamar signed in his extension? What's going on with
him?
No.
He fucked himself over this year.
Yeah, I got it.
Because he wanted that guaranteed money. He wanted the Deshaun Watson contract.
Yeah.
And they were like, "No, sir. We're not giving it to you."
But they've also built their whole team around him. So they kind of fucked themselves too in that sense. Their whole roster.
I mean, but that's dumb to build a whole team around Lamar Jackson, who, like, I'm sorry, he's a running quarterback at the end of the day. Like, I love him. He's a very He's a very talented gentleman, but like, you know, we've seen that happen 100 times already. You know what I mean? It's like, how many times, like, Fancy is incensed about this whole, the Ravens situation, you know?
Yeah. I think they were just in a situation where they felt like they had to. Like, there's not, you look around the league, he's an MVP winner now. They're always right in the playoffs. Even this year where he's been hurt a while, they still made the playoffs. They did enough to make the playoffs. It's hard to argue that logic. They've been in some title games. They've had some very dominant seasons. If he's going to make you a contender and keep you in the mix consistently for the next decade, how many other guys are there that are going to do that? We're just talking about how few options there are at quarterback, and you got a guy who's he's a winner. He's hard to stop, especially in the system that they've created for him. But now, like you said, they're in a tough situation, and so is he. So I'm curious to see what happens in that scenario. If they franchise tag him twice, I think he makes like 3/5 of the money that he would be guaranteed anyway. So, which they're probably going to have to do. That's going to come up. We're going to talk when we get into worst quarterbacks. That's because they still don't know if he's going to come back for the playoffs. The Jags got it done. That was a fun game. The Jags Titans. It was a close game, hard played, well played game.
That was a good game.
Which is kind of what I expected, but I also expected the Jags to pull it out. Trevor Lawrence didn't look amazing. I know he's playing against a pretty good defense, and Vrabel had a very good game plan going in, but he missed some throws. He looked like a young quarterback. The defense stepped up big time, and they closed that game out. Do you think that's going to be an issue they're playing a home game, but going against the Chargers? You got another tough defense. Do you think he looked like he's ready for the spotlight? He's going to be in it anyway. So, I mean, no. Are you, no, not quite. He's had some very good games. Is he on your list of potential picks for worst quarterback of the weekend? Trevor Lawrence against the Chargers. He's somebody I'm thinking about. I'll tell you that. I'm not sure which way we're going to go. We'll get to it in a minute. But what was your takeaways from that Jags game? Do you give him a shot against the Chargers? We're going to actually pick it, but do you think there's a chance?
Yeah, I think there's a chance.
I do think there's a chance. Chargers. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That game.
I mean, dude, this is the playoffs, dude. This isn't just a regular season game. This isn't week two. Like, this is the playoffs, man. Like, any team can win on any given week.
And Josh Allen is a stud, the dude. He can get to, if he gets a Herbert, dude,
bro, their defense, what's his name? Trayvon Walker, Josh Allen, Rayshon Jennings, number mm-hmm. two. Like, they have some studs on that defense.
They do.
And I mean, why not, man? You know, like the Chargers. Listen, I think the Chargers are going to end up winning that game eventually overall, but
I think it could go either way.
Say, like, there's no chance. Like, the Jacksonville Jaguars are 9-8 and the Chargers are 10-7. Like, the talent skill gaps are not very big between those two teams, I would say.
Yep. And they've both gotten hot at the right time of the year. They're both getting better at the right time of year. We also have to remember, you know, everybody has a bad game once in a while. Lawrence had a bad game. He's very capable of having a bounce back. You're talking about a guy who's a national champion on the at the collegiate level. You know, he's been in big moments before.
I think he's only lost like 3 games in his football career, like before the NFL.
No. Yeah.
He won a high school championship. He's won at every level. So yeah.
He's a guy who's always played his best football in the biggest moments. And we're going to find out if he can do that again. This is going to be his first playoff test. I love first time playoff for young quarterbacks. I think it's always intriguing. It's always interesting to see how they show up. He could have a good game and they could still lose. The Chargers are a great team. But I want to see him turn it on. I want to see him play well. The Chargers, this was a head scratching moment this weekend. The Chargers played their starters for almost the entire game in a game that meant absolutely nothing. They knew their playoff seed was set the day before, still played all their starters, and Mike Williams got hurt. They have been one of the most injury plagued teams in the entire league all year. They've had Mike Williams hurt. They've had Keenan Allen hurt. They've had defensive players hurt this year. They are just getting healthy. What? And they were hot. They were, it's not like they like didn't have any momentum either. They've been a hot team. They've been scorching teams the last couple of weeks. Give me the logic. I'm going to give you the other side of it. Give me the logic on why they should have played everybody.
Rhythm. Keep it going. Test out your playbook. Don't let guys get lackadaisical.
Either one works. I like
both. Either one works.
Lackadaisical, lackadaisical.
You know, I mean, that's the classic question is, do we rest our guys and risk the rust, or do we let them play and keep, you know, keep their rhythm?
Vital, what's your take on this?
I mean, I agree. I think you should rest it, but I also get the argument. They're just not going to, man. Like, you do want to keep everybody in rhythm. You're going into the playoffs. You just want to make sure everyone's sharp. You're just hoping no one gets hurt. But I mean, yeah.
All right. Here's the argument against that. If they could have gotten a first round bye, would they have taken it? Would they take the bye? Do they want the bye?
Yeah, but the bye. The bye puts you like ahead of other teams.
Right. Well, yes, home field notwithstanding, but to take the week off for the bye and start preparing for the team that you're playing the next week, do you take the bye? Are you going full hard pad practice if you have a bye week, or are you getting guys a chance to get healthy? What's the point of the bye week if you basically got a bye week? That's my point. They got gifted a bye week. They're like, you don't have to play this week, and you can, and you're still going to the playoffs. Why not take the bye? That to me, I understand the whole rhythm thing, but like, teams who get a bye almost invariably play better. They get their guys healthier and they have more prep time. It did not make sense. And they got one of their guys hurt. And to me, that was just, it was so dumb. If Justin Herbert blows his ACL in that game, the coach should be fired. You know, if Austin Eckler breaks his leg in that game, the coach should get fired. You have a hot, and I know what you're saying rhythm-wise, Fonny. You're not wrong, I guess, about that. But this is not the Jaguars, okay? The Jags are very young. They're very inexperienced. Them, I could see maybe like, hey, listen, we need to get ready to give ourselves a chance. And they've been pretty healthy all year. Even then, I still don't know if I necessarily agree with it. These Chargers have been looking really good. They're experienced. They've got some older, you know, players. This is, to me, was the dumbest thing in the world. I'd go a step further and say the Cowboys should have rested. Did they?
Just emotionally.
That's the other thing. You're playing against teams that have nothing to lose. The Chargers didn't even win. There's no moral victory. They lost to the fucking Broncos. The Cowboys lost to the Commanders. That's demoralizing. If your starters are in and you're trying to get momentum and you lose to a team that's not in the playoffs, that hurts you, I think. The Giants didn't do it. The Giants were like, we're in, we're going to rest guys. We're going to start our third string quarterback. We're going to start looking ahead at our matchup, which I don't even know if they knew what it was going to be yet. I don't know. Going forward, if you were the head coach, let's say of the Chargers, because the Cowboys still maybe kind of sort of had something to play for, but knowing that the Eagles were playing their guys and that the Giants weren't, I still think the Cowboys should have been like, you know, we're going to mail it in too. We're going to take our bye week this week, start getting ready for the Bucks. What would you do going forward? Chargers head coach, Cowboys head coach. Next year, same scenario. You play your guys or you sit them? Lonnie, you go first.
I mean, same scenario.
Same scenario.
You know, you're locked up.
And then do the Cowboys. Cowboys were not locked up, but they were pretty likely locked up.
Well, yeah, they were playing for the number one seed. You know what I mean? Like, they had some.
Any belief at all that the Eagles starters who were playing for a bye were not going to be able to beat the Giants third stringers?
Yes, Nick, I'm delusional. Okay. I'm a Cowboys fan. I want the best for my boys.
I know. We're going to get to your delusions in a minute. What about?
I'll just have you know, my delusions brought me a championship. All right. My delusions, you are talking to the king.
Oh, God. Right? Those delusions. Those. You've been knocking on that door for a while.
And listen, we've got a whole other year of this. Okay. We've got a whole other year of podcasting.
Oh, God.
But I am the king. I'm the reigning champion.
All right. So, Chargers scenario, though. You playing your guys next year? Same situation. Nothing happens, nothing changes. You playing them, knowing Mike Williams got hurt. They think he's going to play, but it's not guaranteed. He's questionable.
So stupid. No.
No. Yeah.
You don't play your guys.
You don't play your guys. Fuck that shit. I don't even play the backup guys. That's how, what about you play your guys?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. Yeah. Play it safe. Why not?
Play it safe. Would you now, what about the Cowboys situation though? Eagles starters are, you know, Jalen Hurts is coming back. Everybody's healthy. They are playing all out to get that first round bye. You know, the Giants are playing their third string quarterback. As the Cowboys, are you going to start your guys right away? You also have Cooper Rush, by the way. He didn't play terrible.
I think you start, and then maybe like around the half, you assess things.
Mm. Well, that's exactly what they did, right?
Yeah. I think that's the play.
That is kind of what they did. Also, the Cowboys have looked pretty iffy. So that is a team that I do think needed to get into some rhythm. And they kind of did, but I don't think they really did. All right. Okay, so we're on the same page on that. I still don't know about the Cowboys. I still might have benched it, but yeah. The Bears. the Texans. The Bears clinched the first overall draft pick because the Texans played their asses off and beat, who did they beat? The Colts or somebody? I don't know. It was a shootout. It was the stupidest game ever. The players are going to play. Lovie Smith pretty much knew that he was going to get fired, but they didn't fire him before the game. This could come back to bite them in the ass if they don't get the quarterback that they want, because the Bears probably aren't going to draft a quarterback, but the Bears could trade that pick. They could easily trade out of that spot, you know, and they could trade out of that spot to a division rival in the Colts, who have the number 3 pick, I believe. So for the Colts to switch spots with the Bears and take arguably the best quarterback, who they think is going to be the best quarterback in this draft, over the division rival Texans, because the Texans beat them the week before. Poetic justice if this happens. And whose fault is it? Who are you blaming on this one?
I'm not blaming anyone, man. I always prefer that, man. No fucking tanking. That's corny. Just play. Play to win. It's what it's supposed to be. It goes where it goes. The chips fall where they will. And then also, I think the Bears are terrible at drafting and decision making. I don't think this is going to come back to bite them.
That's why I think the Bears are going to trade out of that spot. that's the part that's going to bite them in the ass. What about you, Lonnie? You blaming anybody in this situation?
No, I like that they didn't play. They didn't play to tank. Like, they played to win the game, which you're supposed to do any time. You know, every time. Excuse me. I also like, you know, I like that the Bears could possibly get a good player. You know, I don't know exactly. I haven't really done a ton of research looking forward for the next draft.
There's a pretty,
I would imagine.
I think there's a stud edge rusher who might be in their set. They might set their sights on for that number one pick.
Sure. I mean, if I was them, I might look more towards my offensive line to, you know, kind of build the team around your last number 2 overall pick or number 3 overall pick, you know?
And that's where trading back would make sense for them with a quarterback needy team, to address other positions potentially that aren't number 1 overall kind of guys. I disagree. I think the Texans are stupid. I think they should have fired Lovie Smith. Put somebody interim in there who was going to play backups. You know, the backups are going to try hard. We know that. That's fine. That's great. You don't have to have Brandon Cooks in there burning the, you know, wheels off of everybody on the Colts and winning the game. You need a quarterback. Your team is coming off of arguably one of the biggest disaster fiascos in league history with Deshaun Watson. You need to do something positive. And there are good quarterbacks that are there. Now, if they have top to top two rated quarterbacks equally graded, then fine. That's fine. But if they have a serious preference, one of these guys, CJ Stroud or Bryce Young, if they have a preference in that, they absolutely should have tanked. Fire your coach before it's over so he can't fuck this up. Put in a guy who's going to toe the line. You know, it doesn't matter who it is, be the equipment manager, as long as he plays the third stringers, and go get your quarterback for the future. That to me is the better decision for your, I know it's week 18. Half the teams don't care what they're doing. They're all evaluating talent. So I don't know. I don't like it. I think it was a bad move and I'm curious to see if it bites them in the ass, but they know what they need and they need a quarterback. What else? Do you like the idea of firing coaches though, before, if you know you're going to fire your coach, you think you should fire the coach before the end of the season, or you think you should let him play it out?
I mean, do you think you're going to make a play to the playoffs or Super Bowl? That's the only let him play.
Yeah.
What's the point?
All right. At least
isn't that what happened with Tom Coughlin? Wasn't Tom Coughlin going to get fired by the Giants and then he won a Super Bowl? Didn't that happen?
Yeah, I think that did happen, actually.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're still in playoff contention. Nobody gets fired while they're in. Well, that's not true. What's his name got fired? The Panthers fired their coach and still could have made the playoffs. So. I don't know. I think if you know you're going to get rid of a guy, get rid of him. Don't let him hang on. Don't leave him in there. It's a lame duck situation. As far as coaches go, there are now two potential landing spots that I've heard for Sean Payton. The Saints are listening to offers. They want a lot. They want high draft picks. But the Broncos and the Cardinals, which of these teams would you like to see Sean Payton go to? What's your preference? And you can't say neither of them.
I say neither of them. You know where I want Sean Payton. Yes.
No, you can't say neither of them. He's going to go to one of these teams probably. Which one?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I think he
wants Big D. That's the job he's been waiting for. Why would he go now?
Is that job going to be open? I don't think he'll get
I would say McCarthy is on the block. If he is not able to, this is now what, his third year with a great team, right? This is 3 years now that he's been doing this. If he is not able to, if he doesn't win, oh boy, if he doesn't make it to the NFC championship game, I would say, if I'm Jerry Jones and Sean Payton is on the phone.
Yeah, but that's if you're Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones isn't you. That's the problem.
That is the problem.
I mean, Jerry Jones doesn't want a guy who wants as much control as Sean Payton and who deserves as much control, by the way. Sean Payton should be the general manager and head coach wherever he goes. That's not a Jerry Jones situation. He doesn't like that. He doesn't want that. He wants the control. He wants the credit. And if he brings in Sean Payton, he doesn't get any credit other than just finally bringing in Sean Payton. That's why I think it's not going to happen. Yeah, it should. In a perfect world, it would. But you're not managing the Cowboys, Lonnie. All right, Vital, yeah. Same question. Broncos or Cardinals? I think it might be one of those two teams. Which one do you think is a better fit for Sean Payton? Do you think he would excel more and be better for that team?
I mean, probably the Cardinals, because he'll have more control and he doesn't have to like deal with what I've heard from Russell Wilson, maybe some difficultness. Mm-hmm. So probably just be able to
get
more of his way there.
You kind of might have a little bit of that going on with Kyler Murray too, though. Like, I don't know that the whole team's on board with him.
Yeah, but I think that's more of a laziness thing. Not like Kyler Murray's like taking, I'm not going to say laziness, discipline. I don't want to say that because I don't know what's going on there. A little bit more discipline. I think Sean Payton can bring that to them.
I agree with you. I think the Cardinals are actually a really good fit for Sean Payton. And this is another little factor that and maybe it doesn't make that much of a difference, but remember, he schemed with Drew Brees to have a really high-powered offense. Drew Brees being one of the shortest quarterbacks in the NFL during that whole period of time. Not as short as Kyler Murray, but he understands like how to design an offense but Kyler Murray has a huge arm. He's got a cannon, much like Drew Brees did early on in his career. I love this as a fit for both. And also the Cardinals are a great challenge, which I brought that up recently in another episode. I think Sean Payton's looking for a challenge. He's looking to be the Bill Parcells of his era. And he came from that coaching tree where Bill Parcells loved to go fix teams. You know, he did it with the Cowboys, or he tried to anyway. So I think
he did it.
Did he? Did he fix the Cowboys?
Yeah. I mean, we went 13-3.
That's true. That was the Parcells year. That's right. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's the kind of thing that Sean Payton is looking for. I think it could still be possible and feasible with Denver, but Murray's younger. He's more malleable. He's like this unmolded clay that I think Sean Payton could be just like really excited about. So I like that. I hope he goes there. I think that would be a much more interesting fit. Sorry, Lonnie. I don't think it's going to happen with the Cowboys. He's going to do
this. You know what else we didn't think was going to happen?
What?
A Lonnie Cox championship. And here we are. And here we are.
Listen, I never doubted you. I just didn't want you to win. I never doubted your ability.
Sounds a lot like Dallas Cowboys, all right? That sounds very similar because we all know that we can't handle success, but
it's completely the opposite. I would love to see the Cowboys win now. I just don't believe in them. See, completely the opposite scenario. This is a fun statistic, an interesting one. The Chiefs have now won 7 straight division titles. The record is 11 set by the Patriots and Tom Brady. Do you think the Chiefs have it in them? And Patrick Mahomes, do you think that he will break this record? It's got to be on the first run, I think, because I guess they could do it. They could miss a year and then start over, but
11 years, dude. No way. It's now or never.
So do you think he'll do it? Do you think he'll tie it and, or do you think he will break it? Does he have 4 more or 5 more in him straight? No breaks.
No, I don't think so.
Well, let's think about it. Let's think about it, right? So the only way, I don't think the Chiefs are going to fall off, right? What's going to happen is somebody else has to come up.
Come up, right. For at least one year. For at least one year.
For at least 1 year.
Right.
So let's think about it, right? Is it the only one possible in that time span is probably the Chargers, right? Mm-hmm. So
next 5 years, yeah. Unless Rodgers goes to the Rodgers goes to the Raiders, then you got a real serious question mark next year. But yes.
But I don't think so. I don't think it's funny, dude, because you've got Keenan Allen as a top 10 receiver. Austin Eckler is arguably the best running back in football. You've got an MVP candidate at Justin Herbert now, and they still can't get over the hump.
Here's the funny thing. I think the Chargers could very well knock off the Chiefs in the playoffs this year. I think the Chargers could go into Arrowhead and knock them out of the playoffs. I don't think that's a far-fetched thing. But do they win a conference or a division championship in the next 5 years? I think it's more likely they win a playoff game against them this year than that they win the division in the next 3 years.
I don't know, dude. It's just hard to be dominant that long. And then, like, Travis Kelce's getting older. That's his favorite target, right? How old is he? Like 34 right now?
Yeah.
Dude, it's just that's a long time. 6 more?
Ugh. 5 more. It would have to be 5 more to break the record, 4 more to tie the record. 4 more to tie the record seems feasible. Seems possible.
It's doable, but if I'm betting, I wouldn't.
You're taking the under? Sure. Lonnie, you taking the even, the under, or the over?
Most likely, I'm going to take the under. I don't think it's going to happen.
All right. I think they're going to
tie. Cool if it did, though. I'm cheering for them.
Yeah. But,
me too. I just don't think it will. Yeah, I think it'd be very cool.
I think they're going to tie it, honestly. I think they're going to tie it and then not break it. I think they're going to get 4 more and not 5. But yeah, that's 7 straight is also a pretty incredible accomplishment. A lot of that has to do with coaching too, though. How much longer can they keep Andy Reid there? I think he'll stay as long as Mahomes stays and as long as he's got his health. But if either of those things fall off for some reason, or if there's some weird injury situation, that could fall by the wayside. All right. Let's see. What else did we not talk about? I think that's probably most of the stuff. All right. Let's do the picks. Let's pick pick these games. We got some interesting ones. We got some slam dunks maybe. We got some very close ones. Let's start with Let's start with the Chargers and the Jaguars. That's probably the closest one. That's right now it's 50-50 odds on the bet. It's like even odds as of like yesterday, percentage wise. Who are you guys taking in this?
I'm taking the Chargers.
Me too.
Me too. Interesting. We're all in the Chargers. That's
like they're only bad luck then, right?
But it could be. It's funny that we're all in the Chargers, but everyone fully expects this could go either way. Bengals, Ravens. This is a situation where we don't know if Lamar is going to be back. We don't even know if Huntley is going to be available for the Ravens. You giving the Ravens any chance? Or are we all in the Bengals?
No, Bengals.
Bengals. Bengals. Dolphins, Bills. Dolphins.
You know what it is?
You're not.
Come on, bro.
Dude, I really want Tua to come back, and I want them to ball out, and I want to see that game. Don't know if it's going to happen.
Did you see what our running backs did to Buffalo in the snow? Come on. Everyone was all worried about that, dude.
You're right. Dude, I said I was on board. I was like, yeah, these guys can win in the snow. I said that. You remember I said that, right?
Yeah, I believe that. I remember.
But you know what? Mostert broke his thumb or something. Mostert is serious. They said, I mean, he might still be able to play, which is weird, but he might not.
He can still be able to play, but I don't know, man. Mostert's a fumble machine anyway. So same difference if his thumb's broken. Maybe they'll hold the ball better.
Maybe. I mean, I know we're picking this game before we know if Tua's available, but are we all in the Bills? I mean, how is this possible?
No,
you're picking the Dolphins?
Yes, 100%.
Again? You're doing this
I will see you guys at – I can't wait to speak to you guys. Sunday, 3:15.
This counts for nothing. You know that, right? We're not – there's no points on the line for this. Okay. Seahawks, 49ers.
49ers.
49ers all the way. I'm very disappointed. I really would have loved to see the Lions be in this game because I think the Lions could have given this Niners team a run for their money. I'm not saying I would have picked them, but more experience. You got a lot of experience on that Lions team and just so much talent at wide receiver. I think they potentially could have held their own in a shootout against the 49ers. But yeah. No, I don't give the Seahawks much of a chance. This one's very interesting. Giants, Vikings. I don't expect either of these teams to do much after this game, but one of them is going to win. Who are you taking?
Vikings.
Vital?
I want to say the Vikings, but they choke so much. They
look so bad.
Oh, yeah, dude. I want to say them because
they were another team.
Giants. I don't. I just go. I'm picking Giants.
I'm taking the Giants too, man. I'm with you. The Vikings were another team that like they almost didn't pull it off. They won yesterday, but it wasn't pretty.
And it's not. They don't have talent, dude. They have some of the most talented like people I've ever seen. Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson. Every year, it's another like top guy, and it's just like disappointment. Like. I'm not betting on the team. I'm betting on history.
I'm with the Giants too, man. I think the Giants get it done. And the last one, we did over under on this a couple weeks ago. See if our picks, if we still believe in this. Bucks, Cowboys. Oh, this is going to be a juicy one. This is the Monday nighter, right? Is this the Monday night game next
week? It is Monday night, yes.
So we're going to be playing DraftKings on this game also. And we're going to be on air before the game. This is fun. So, well, Vital, I'll let you go first.
Buccaneers, for sure.
Fuck off. For sure. Fuck off. Don't be purposefully obtuse.
Bro, Mike Evans is going to run all over them.
Come on, Mike Evans.
I can't wait for Mike Evans to like just slap Diggs on his helmet and take off.
The Cowboys looked like dog shit yesterday and the last couple weeks. They just got spanked by the Commanders who didn't have any reason to play. Not even to knock out.
It's motivation going into the playoffs to play better and win the game. I mean,
If they need more motivation, I don't know where they're going to find it.
We already played the Bucks this year. I'm telling you, we're going to win. We're going to win this game.
Here's a fun statistic. Tom Brady's never lost to the Cowboys. I'm taking the Bucks. I'm taking the Bucks all the way. Oh, I can't wait for this one. It's going to be so fun. All right. Let's do worst quarterbacks. This is where it starts to get interesting. Oh, first we'll do a quick recap of the division picks from our preseason division picks. Congratulations, Lonnie. You won that one also. 18 points. Your home runs, you got a lot of division winners right. Probably the biggest differences were the Bengals and the Vikings. Those were your big picks over me and Vital that gave you the big lead.
What did you guys have? You guys had who? You guys had the Packers.
We had the Packers and the Ravens.
Ravens.
Yep.
Ah, wow. You guys picked the Ravens over the Bengals. Really?
We did. Yep.
Interesting.
Big mistake, obviously.
By two games?
It wasn't that big of a deal. I picked the Lions, though. I got the points on the Lions taking second place in that division, which neither of you guys got that one. Oddly enough, you guys both got the edge on me with the Titans taking second place in the AFC South. I had the Jags taking second and they actually got first. So I was that Titans game. If the Titans had won, I think I would have gotten, I forget how it would have, whatever, but it was, I would have gotten one extra point or you guys would have gotten one less point or something like that. If the Titans had won, I would have gotten one more. You guys would have each gotten one less because I had the Jags in second place and they won the division. But other than that, the Bills, Dolphins flip-flop, that's what screwed Vital over more than anything. We all got a couple divisions completely wrong. We missed entirely on the NFC West. We got zero correct in that one. That was pretty ugly. AFC South, we only got the Bucks right. Everything else was all flip-flopped in there. And there was one other one that was interesting on the picks. Oh, Vital, you got the AFC West top correct. I got the bottom correct. Lonnie got none of those right, which was a tough division to pick. So that was interesting. All right. Now we're going to do our worst quarterbacks playoff round, wild card playoff round. So last week, quick recap, we had some very bad quarterback play. Lonnie took Desmond Ridder. He ended up with 15 points. I just barely edged you out for second place with Sam Ellinger, 14 and a half points. And Vital took home the slam dunk with Skylar Thompson, 5.38. Excellent pick. Now, we don't know who's going to be in the Dolphins. We don't know who's going to be in for the Ravens. There are three quarterbacks in play potentially for both of those games, both of those teams, I should say. Pretty much every other game we know who's going to be the starting quarterback, I believe, unless something crazy happens. So, Lonnie, you get the first pick.
Ugh.
Process of elimination is how I'm looking.
Ugh.
You're not going to pick Josh Allen. You're not going to pick Justin Herbert. You're not going to pick...
It's got to be Daniel Jones or Kirk Cousins.
Is it?
Or Dak?
Or Dak or...
No, I'm not doing Geno, dude. Geno, I just looked up his fucking stats. Geno's number three in the league in touchdowns. 30 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Like
Geno's going against, fucking but Geno's going against, it. Yeah, but he's going against the best defense in the league. Trevor Lawrence also is going
against the San Francisco's passing defense is number 20th in the league.
All right.
Let's see their points allowed here. Points per game. They are number one in points per game.
That's a huge.
They don't break, right?
Yeah, they don't break. They bend, they don't break. That's where these passing yardage statistics are very skewed.
But also, that does still count for QB points.
Correct.
Those yards are a lot.
They do, yeah. But really, what it comes down to is who's going to throw the least amount of touchdowns. Who's going to take?
Now they're what really sets them apart is their running defense. They have the number two running defense in the league. All right.
Tom Brady's not a bad pick either. He might take some sacks. You know, he might put up some points, but he also might take a good number of sacks too.
He doesn't believe in the Cowboys like that.
He also gets rid of it quickly too. Yeah, he owns the Cowboys.
I do believe in the Cowboys. I always believe in the Cowboys.
Pick it.
Not picking Tom Brady.
Put your points where your mouth is.
No, that's not happening.
I always back my team.
That's not happening. The smart move through the stats, what's gotten me here, it's got to be Geno. I'm sorry, Geno. Ooh. I'm sorry. You're a Miami boy. I love you. Very happy. By far the best story in the NFL this year outside of DeMar Hamlin, but
Geno,
you're going to be the worst quarterback this year. I mean, you're not going to be the worst quarterback. The worst quarterback is going to be whoever plays, you know, in Baltimore and whoever plays in Miami, but yeah, I can't guarantee who that's going
to
be. So.
So many different choices there. It's tough to pick one of them. Just to be clear, you guys look at the updated totals. Right now, I'm 3 points behind Vital, and Lonnie's like 10 points ahead of, I think, both of us, or 8 points ahead
of me. I'm 10 points ahead of Vital. I think I'm seven ahead of you.
Now, the interesting thing is Vital picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Both of all of our NFC Super Bowl picks are out. You had the Packers and the Rams between the three of us. So those are all out. We have all three of us picked the Bucks to make the NFC Championship game. So whether that happens,
I didn't. Or
not, oh wait,
I picked the Packers.
No, I know, but you picked the Packers and the Bucks.
Oh right. Okay.
So we all picked the Bucks to make the NFC Championship game. So no points can be awarded based on that pick from the Bucks. So that's going to be a wash no matter what happens. So the only variation we now have are Lonnie and I both took the Bills to win the Super Bowl. You guys both picked the Bills and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. I picked the Chargers and the Bills in the AFC Championship game. So if the Chargers go play in Kansas City, that's going to be huge for me and Vital for the AFC Championship game. Because if the Chargers get in and they knock the Chiefs out, I have a very good chance at beating you. If the Chiefs beat the Chargers and win the Super Bowl and the Bills don't win the Super Bowl, I might be fucked. So anyway, but we still have other picks and plays to go besides that. All right. Just want to give you the quick update on what the scenario is.
I'm also looking at our awards, and none of us is getting any points.
I don't think
the only point we're all getting is Micah Parsons, maybe. And
that's a wash. That doesn't matter.
Oh no, it's not a wash, actually. We all picked different defensive player this other year. That's interesting.
Oh no, you're right. That's right. Okay.
Miles Garrett, Vital, right. Nick, you picked TJ Watt.
Yeah,
and it looks like Micah Parsons is going to win. So
TJ Watt made the Pro Bowl, even though he was out for eight games.
Nobody else is going to win. Like MVP is obviously Pat Mahomes.
You don't think Christian McCaffrey is going to get Offensive Player of the Year consideration?
Maybe.
I think he might. Justin Jefferson fell off pretty hard, and Mahomes was great. He'll probably get it. But I'm curious to see McCaffrey's touchdown production numbers. Sure.
And then Aiden Hutchinson, I don't think is going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. That's probably going to go to Sauce. Offensive Rookie of the Year, maybe Kenneth Walker?
Did you pick Kenneth Walker?
No, I picked Chris Olave.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, none of our Offensive Player of the Years are going to hit. I think Garrett Wilson is probably the Offensive Rookie of the Year. They're talking about...
Yeah,
both on the same team, rookie offensive and defensive.
No, it says that Kenneth Walker is now the favorite to win the NFL offensive rookie of the year.
Okay, what about
he was so consistent though, dude? You know, he was so like,
yep, and he was instrumental in the playoff run.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson's number two, Brock Purdy, Kenny. It falls off after there. It's just nonsense.
What about comeback player of the year and offensive? Do I have a chance?
Comeback player of the year is going to be Geno. There's no question. Like there is no question.
Offensive player of the year, is McCaffrey in consideration?
Offensive player of the year. Right now, I'm just looking at the odds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which that can
let me see like award NFL award prediction.
It's been I wasn't able to find anything. So, all right. Well, while you're looking,
all right. Let's see here. Okay, Pat Mahomes MVP, offensive rookie of the year, Kenneth Walker. Brock Purdy is also like in consideration. Oh, you know what we forgot to do? We forgot to do Coach of the Year, but that's a very hard one to do.
That's a really hard one to pick.
Geno,
we should
comeback player of the year.
We should add that in next year, though. We'll add Coach of the Year next year. And any other things we can think of? I think Coach of the Year.
Geno and McCaffrey are both kind of tied for
comeback.
Comeback.
McCaffrey.
Offensive been. Player of the Year. Justin Jefferson. And then Defensive Player of the Year. Oh, wow. Is Nick Bosa, as a matter of fact.
Nick Bosa, who was my pick 2 years ago, the year he got hurt.
He got hurt.
It's gonna be interesting. McCaffrey still could get comeback player of the year. He's been dominant. A lot of people have left him for dead too. But realistically, I would probably vote for Geno, all things being fair and even. All right, so I got to pick my worst quarterback. I'd love to pick either the Giants or the Vikings quarterbacks, but they're playing against each other's defenses. If they're going against any other defense, I might take those guys. I am honestly between Dak and Trevor Lawrence, I think. Is that what you were thinking too, Vital?
Oh, no, I'm going hard Dak.
Hard Dak. But you might not get to. I'm thinking about Dak. I think I'm going to go Dak.
Damn. Oh.
So we're not going to know by the end of next week. We'll have to do the picks after. Or by next week's show. All right, so what direction are you going then?
This is hard.
It is hard, man. I wanted to say Kirk Cousins, but I don't think the Giants defense is going to be able to slow him down.
I guess Trevor Lawrence. Maybe he freezes up. Listen, this is just my desperation pick. I believe in Trevor Lawrence. I still think he's going to ball out, dude.
Yeah, this is why this part of the year is so hard.
Yeah, I mean, we're picking.
Because you got to pick quarterbacks that you know are going to do well, you know. Yeah.
Next week, we're going to pick all probably mostly Pro Bowl quarterbacks.
Right. And their bad is going to be like 26.
Who's going to get less than 30 points? Yeah. And at some point, it's going to come down to probably picking between Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes, like the week after. It's like, which one of those guys is the third pick going to be? So I don't know. All right, cool. I think that's all we got for tonight. You guys have any other thoughts to wrap up the season? We're going into the playoffs. We're going to do the playoff challenge. I'm going to send you guys the link for that. It's going to be fun. It's a good time.
College football national championship tonight. If you're interested in fantasy football for next year, now is when you should start paying attention.
Scout these
guys. A lot of guys came up, man, in the last couple of games. Like, if you're paying attention, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but guy I'm looking at next year, number one for TCU, one of the top recruited receivers in the country.
Yep.
Bowers, the tight end for Georgia, number one tight end of the country. I believe he is a sophomore this year, but keep an eye out for him. When he starts to make it into the NFL, he is going to be a highly recruited player. Somebody that was definitely have fantasy relevance when he makes it in the NFL. Running backs for Georgia, fast. Max Duggar, the quarterback for TCU, another guy to keep an eye on.
I think it's Dugan. Yeah.
Dugan, keep an eye out for him.
He's an interesting prospect. I think I might look.
Oh, yeah. I love watching Max Dugan play. Yeah. I was watching him some highlights yesterday. He is a hard-nosed football player. He likes contact. He brought an undefeated team to the national championship game and is a Heisman Trophy candidate who didn't win to a guy who transferred away. I'm sure he is pissed. It's going to be a great game tonight.
That's exciting stuff. I'm looking at Dugan potentially in my dynasty draft in the second round. If he's still available, because he's not going to be one of the top QBs.
No.
But he certainly looks like, from what I've heard and from what everybody's saying, potential starting NFL quarterback.
Absolutely. He will get a chance in the NFL.
That's all you need. That's what you're looking for. Especially in dynasty in like the second round. That could be a big hit, big find. All right, cool. This is fun. I will. We're gonna get Vital's last place penalty scheduled probably in the next couple of weeks. Oh, and you need to tell me your trophy. So.
Oh, right. I forgot. I didn't think about it.
It's no rush. I need to order the trophy.
We need to order it.
I need to know what to put on the nameplate. I'll tell you, I'll text you. I'm going to look into it tomorrow. The number of characters, because there is a...
Okay, yeah, let me know what my limitations are.
It's not, it's a lot of characters, I think, that we can... That
you okay, can. You know. All right.
You can have some fun with it, probably, but I'll let you know what we're working with. Vital, you're going to be dancing. I want to wait until we get the trophy so we can do it all at the same time. That'd be cool, right? So
sure, and also, just so, you know, just so I'm brainstorming, just so, you know, yeah, just so I can shoot out some ideas here. Should we wait until we're clearly putting the tattoo on Vital's belly so that he has to do it all at the same time?
Why would... Also, who says the tattoo's going on my
belly? What do we win? Like, do I get win? It's so funny. I never even knew what you win if you win this contest. What do we win?
You get to pick the tattoo.
Oh, right. Oh, I know exactly what that tattoo is.
Oh, my God.
100%.
There's a payback.
100%. I know what the tattoo is. I've had it in my mind for years. Oh, so we're ready to go.
For Vital or for me, or is it going to be the same?
In general, it doesn't matter. That's the beauty of my genius, is it is ambiguous to the, you know, corporeal form that it's on.
All right, well, fucking scratching and clawing. And by the way, with the way the point scoring system is designed, if the Chiefs go on a run, you're not out of the clear either. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, you might still be the guy. But I would have to catch you for that to happen.
So. That would be great. That would be great. But I would like to still pick the tattoo. I think that feels fair.
No way. That's not how
it works. I think it feels fair. I will listen. We can all talk about it. But let me at least pitch an idea.
If you lose, I'm putting false king on your belly.
There is no false king. Okay. There is no false king. Okay. I am the outright lord of the fantasy TE
usurper,
football fantasy world. Okay. Not fantasy TE. Is that the name of our league too?
No, the name of our league is the Dick Pick Six.
The Dick Pick Six. You're a rifle king. Okay. A humble king, but king nonetheless. Okay. Let's remember.
I feel it's like the Princess Bride. You keep using that word. I don't think you know what it means. Like,
I think I'm the king, and whatever I say it means is what it means, okay, for the next 365 days.
It's like supreme asshole rules.
That's right. That's exactly right, okay? Is that the rule? Next time you'll start watching college football a little bit more, all right?
Oh boy. All right. This is going to be a fun year, but we're still not done yet.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I got this right here.
Oh, my God. Cut the stream. We're done.
As a matter of fact.
Okay. All right. Well,
do the Biggie Smalls.
I mean, Vital, our only hope is that the Cowboys don't win a playoff game this year.
Because if the Cowboys win the Super Bowl this year, you guys are going to have to become hockey fans. All right. That's it. It's over for you.
I mean, you're not going to make it out of the first round. So it doesn't
matter. Possibly not. Most likely not. But listen, I'm fine. Okay. I've achieved personal success. Okay.
All right. Okay. I got to get going. Good to see you guys. Good luck. I'm going to send you out the playoff challenge. We're going to be playing that. And I'll talk to you guys soon. All right.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Good night.